Hello?
Hi, this is Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we just want to get your opinions. Do you or any member of your household work for a radio, television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
Work or volunteer in a political what? Campaign?
Right.
No.
Okay. With which political party are you registered?
Republican,
Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Oh, okay. Thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? The options are, I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely, or I'm not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay. Thank you. What's your main racial background, please?
White.
Okay. Thank you. What's your age? If you like, I can give you a range.
Okay. Give me the range.
18 to 45. 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 65. I'm sorry, over 75.
66 or whatever.
Okay. And give me a second. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Generally, they're okay.
Okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Crime and public safety, traffic and congestion, K-12 education, overdevelopment, hurricane and flooding preparation, abortion, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and cost of things like gas and groceries, or illegal immigration?
Am I choosing just one?
Yeah, I know all of them are important, but
housing,
the main one.
Housing costs. Housing.
Give me one second. I lost it. Oh, here we go.
Housing and housing and insurance costs.
Right. Exactly. Got it. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Just tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Or if you have no opinion or haven't heard them, you can tell me that too. We're starting with Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, then we have Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I mean, since he's going to be the only other thing, only other candidate, I would have to say very.
Okay. Then we have Ron DeSantis.
Very.
Very favorable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The remainder of the survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Improving the academic rating of schools, increasing school choice options, reducing class sizes, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increasing teacher pay, or strengthening school safety and security measures.
I'm supposed to choose one?
Yes, the main one, the most important one.
Could you repeat the choices, please?
Yep, improving the academic rating of schools, increasing school choice options, reducing class sizes, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increasing teacher pay, or strengthening school safety and security measures.
The first one.
First one, okay. You'll now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Once again, indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable or favorable opinion of each. No opinion, or if you haven't heard of them, you can tell me that too. Starting with charter schools.
Favorable.
Is that very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable. There's good
okay.
and there's bad.
Got it. Well, the next one is your county school board.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Moms for Liberty.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Teachers.
At this point in this county, somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Teachers unions.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Your local PTA or PTO.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Private schools.
Private schools?
Yes.
Somewhat favorable. They can do okay. what they want.
Okay, well, traditional public schools.
Traditional public schools?
Yes, ma'am.
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Give me a second. We're halfway done. I appreciate your help so far. Quickly moving on. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
I approve.
A strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. How would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
In my neighborhood?
Yep.
Excellent.
Excellent. Very well. Which of the following best describes you? Number one, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Number two, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or number three, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
Number one.
Number one. Very well. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives to wealthy private schools instead. That's number one. Number two, mm-hmm. parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
Number two.
Number two. All right. So you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations or candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Number one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. And number two, is the political party affiliation of the school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Yeah, number two. I want to know. I want to
okay.
know what their affiliation is so that I know what their goal is.
Their goal. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. Which of the following is closer to your opinion? Number one, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education. Number two, many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elect and try to avoid confrontation with them.
Number one.
Okay. Now you're going to be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If they don't make a difference, you can tell me that as well. a candidate who supports making classrooms cell phone and social media free zones during school hours. Does it make you more or less likely to? Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Mm-hmm. Much more.
Okay. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Much more.
Okay. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Much more.
All right. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Much more.
Thank you. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, like reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Much more.
All right, a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Much more.
Thank you. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Somewhat more.
All right. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says that America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
I don't think that's a fair question.
Okay. How would you answer it? Somewhat less, somewhat more, or no difference?
Well, the depiction in the words of your survey don't necessarily CRT is nuanced. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
Okay.
And the teaching of it doesn't necessarily straightforward say that. Yes, it comes right down to it. I really don't want CRT taught in the schools, although some tenets of the theory I don't have a problem with, but so I would say somewhat
more likely to vote for someone who wants to ban it, or somewhat less
likely? Somewhat more likely.
Okay.
Somewhat more likely.
Right. Next, a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
More likely.
More like much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. And a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Much more.
Okay, give me one moment. All right, so we're almost done. These last questions are for demographic purposes, for classification purposes only. So once again, I appreciate your help so far. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years, all your life?
All my life.
All right. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Oh, I guess I'd have to say conservative, although I do have moderate.
Oh. So
moderate.
Would you say you're very conservative, somewhat conservative, or moderate instead?
Moderate to somewhat conservative.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
formal education.
Right.
Some college. Some university.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
No.
No. Okay. Give me 1 second. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week, or not frequently?
Every day.
All right. The survey has now been completed. I really appreciate your participation. Thanks for your help.
Okay, then. Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.